lonely winter. Little darling, it seems like years since it's been clear. Here comes the sun, do-do-do. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right. Little darling, I feel the ice is slowly melting. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun, do-do-do. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right. Sun, 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 here it comes. Sun, 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 here it comes. Oh! Sun, 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 here it comes. Oh, ha, ha! Sun, 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 here it comes. One more! Sun, sun, ha, ha! Here it comes. That's right, I need some sun. Feel the ice is slowly melting. Little darling, it seems like years since it's been clear. Here comes the sun, do-do-do, yeah. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right. Here comes the sun, do-do-do, yeah. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right.
God, we have sun coming. Isn't it wonderful? Amen. Amen. Thank you. And good morning. And welcome. We're glad you're with us today. And we're certainly glad that you are with us. If you're live streaming, we welcome you today as well. We do have a few announcements as before we begin our service. First of all, I want to remind you that today, following each service, you can experience our healing ministry. There's many healers out in the garden court, and you have that opportunity to experience their service today. Also, today at 5 p.m., you must, I'm sure you probably already have it on your calendar anyway, but you must experience our Unity Choir Concert. That choir concert is at 5 p.m. today in our sanctuary. This annual event gives us the opportunity to honor our choir, to enjoy our favorite music, and support our music department with the purchase of our $15 tickets. So that's today at 5 p.m. Tickets are available in the garden court. I want to invite you to take out that insert that is in your bulletin. I want to call your attention to a few things there. Notice on that insert that the Ultimate Relationship Program is a program that's offered here. It's designed to give you the tools and strategies needed for lasting, fulfilling relationships. It begins Thursday at 7 p.m. It's facilitated by Kevin Joseph Klein, a certified marriage educator and life coach and a member of our congregation. There's also two workshops that's being offered in the very near future by our very own Mike Oldsett. Mike, the first workshop is May the 12th, and I love the fact that it's on divine order. And he explores what Jim Rosmerge, who will also be a guest in our community in the month of June, but what Jim Rosmerge says about divine order. You know, so often we think that divine order is about effect. Divine order is about cause, and Mike is going to explore that. And then his second workshop is written probably especially for me, and that is, Don't Worry, Be Happy. And this, he's going to examine those things and what attitudes we can have about those things that we cannot change in our life and how we can go about having serenity and peace of mind by acknowledging that there's some things that are just not changeable in our life. Flip that insert over, and on the back of that insert is the information about our YOU recycling fundraiser on May the 18th. Look over the items that are acceptable, and then support our YOU with these recyclable items. It gives you the opportunity to support our teens and to practice the spiritual law of circulation, the law of letting go, especially as we declutter our life. Our flowers today, of course, are in honor of Reverend Jeanette, and we'll hear more about that later. And if you, too, can give flowers to honor an event in your life as well. There are many things happening at our center, and we invite you to check them out on our website at unitychristchurch.org. You can also sign up for our Peak of the Week. That's our weekly email blast in our garden court. And you can like us on Facebook. We invite you to like us on Facebook. Speaking of Facebook, if you are on an electronic device, you might want to check in on Facebook, as Reverend Patty reminds us, to let people know where we are, and then take the opportunity to turn that device off. You silence that device. Our board has recently approved I'm just kidding with you. But turn that device off. Give yourself the gift of the silence and the gift of quiet. There we go. Give yourself the quiet of this hour. Let go of those electronic devices just for a little while. So how you doing today?
Great.
It's really great to have you here today. We have an exciting service, many things. As my mom would say, it's a jelly-packed service today. So we've got many things happening with us today. I invite you, if you would, to go to that place within your heart and within your mind where you know and you feel God's presence this morning. I invite you, if you would, just to take that deep breath and let go. That's right, surrender one more time to that infinite, invisible presence within. Feel that presence as it moves in and through you as the activity of life, the activity of good. And we are grateful. We are just so grateful to be in this community together, loving and supporting each other on our own unique journeys. And together, we say, thank you, God. Together, thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. This is one of the reasons to live in Minnesota. This is a gorgeous day. Let's applaud this day. We begin our service by using affirmations. They are in your order of service. May we affirm together our mission statement. Together, we are an inclusive and welcoming spiritual community, transforming lives as we celebrate, honor, and affirm the divine presence in every person. Now, our vision statement. Together, we are a vibrant, loving, prosperous spiritual community. We invite all to be partners in the worldwide expansion of spiritual understanding and consciousness. Our facilities affirmation. Together, we have the right and perfect space to fully realize our mission and vision. Inviting our on-duty Unity Prayer Chaplains to please stand. If you'll look around the room, you'll see that these individuals, they arrived early. They held sacred space in the sanctuary. And they're here today to hold that sacred space with you, to listen with the ears of their heart, to pray aloud with you, and then to hold what they have heard in the strictest of confidence. So today, if you have a prayer request, a hope, a dream, a vision, by all means, seek out a Unity Prayer Chaplain. Thank you for your service, and you may be seated. Our opening song, requested by Jeanette, is All That I Am. We invite you to please stand.
True, I know that I can rely on you. All that
eternal time. My words and my song, you're writing them all along. I know that it's true, when all that I am comes down to you. I know that it's true.
Be seated. Unity is truly a positive path for spiritual living. We offer practical teachings that help us to live meaningful, healthy, prosperous lives. Unity is also an open and welcoming, inclusive community. Therefore, one of our favorite things to do is to acknowledge our first-timers. So today, if you're with us, we invite you to allow us to honor your presence here today. And we certainly welcome those that are streaming with us for the first time as well. So today, if you're with us for the first time, just take your courage in your hand. As I say right here, we're not going to do anything drastic. Take your courage in your hand and raise your hand as I raise my hand. First-time guest, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Keep your hands up. Keep your hands up, please. Keep your hands up, please, until our ushers get to you. Keep your hands up, please, until our ushers get to you. That purple packet that you're receiving tells you a lot about Unity Christ Church, what we're about. It has a welcoming CD in there as well. There's a pink card in that packet, and if you choose to fill out any part of that card and turn that into our book desk, we have a special gift for you. The rose is a gift from our congregation so that we can easily recognize you and give you a very personal welcome. All of that's important, and yet one of the most important things that's said on this platform each and every Sunday morning is this, and that is, my dear friends, wherever you are on your spiritual journey, wherever that may be, you are welcome here. We welcome you, we bless you, and we behold the living presence of the divine within you. Let's appreciate our guest. This is also Name Tag Sunday and Birthday and Anniversary Sunday. So what we invite you to do the first Sunday of each month is to wear a name tag if you choose to, but also allow us to honor birthdays and anniversaries for the month of May. Therefore, if you have a birthday or anniversary in the month of May, we invite you to stand and please remain standing. Birthdays and anniversaries, pop right up there. Yes, yes. Wonderful. Remain standing, please. Charles Fillmore, co-founder of our Unity Movement, says that we have 12 powers and they all reside within us. And yet at the same time, he has assigned a power to each month. For the month of May, he has assigned the power of power. Ooh. And the disciple is Philip. The color is purple. And the power is your ability to master and have dominion and control over your life. I work on that one too, okay? So power and control over your life. Okay, so your affirmation for this month is, I have the power to create my world. I have the power to create my world. Let's affirm that as a congregation. I have the power to create my world. Thank you. Thank you for allowing us to honor you. And we enjoy greeting each other. We do that each and every Sunday morning. We do it with a smile. We do it with a hug. We do it with a handshake. We do it with namaste. We always ask before we hug. Let's do that right now, okay? So we invite you to be seated, and if you did not get a chance to speak to the person you wanted to speak with, we invite you to join us for our friendship time following today's service. This past weekend, we had our membership class, and there were 28 people that were in that class, and 23 of the 28 people have made the decision to become members of Unity Christ Church. So what we're going to do this morning... Reverend Patty is going to call forth the members that are and invite our members to come forth, new members to come forth.
You will stand and come join me, please. Be it resolved that the following new members be accepted into Unity Christ Church as of May 4th, 2014. Ron Anderson, Larry Bonna, Eden Bodner, Richard Bona, Susan Bona, Terry Brooks, Nancy Cleveland, Teresa De La Mora, Tiffany Dickhausen, Patty Ewings, Janet Flood, Leah Huckola, Jerry Kallstrom, Kevin Klein, Carrie Madison, Gay Neitzel, Stuart Onsum, Stephen Overby, Valerie Richardson, Lisa Rehnquist, Carolyn Smith, Josh Timmerman, and Arla Thomas. Charles Fillmore, co-founder of Unity, defined Unity in this way. Unity is a link in the great educational movement inaugurated by Jesus, our way shower. Our objective is to discern the truth in Christianity and prove it. The truth we teach is not new. Neither do we claim special revelations or discovery of new religious principles. Our purpose is to help and teach humanity to use and prove the eternal truth taught by our master teacher.
Each of you have expressed a desire to affiliate yourself with Unity Christ Church, and in doing so, to affiliate yourself with a greater unity movement, so that together we might make Charles Fillmore's definition of unity come alive by modeling for humankind the truth that our master teacher Jesus taught and demonstrated. You are familiar and are in alignment with the vision and mission that our congregation has created. Do you, as new members, commit to supporting Unity Christ Church's vision and mission statements with your thoughts, your prayers, and your service? If so, please say, I do.
I do.
I'm going to invite Peter Thorpe, our board representative, to please stand. Sir, these individuals have expressed a desire to unite in membership with Unity Christ Church. They have indeed fulfilled the requirements for membership as outlined by our bylaws. They have also pledged their alignment with the vision and mission statements of Unity Christ Church. They are demonstrating their commitment to their own personal spiritual growth and have promised to support this church with their time, their talent, and their treasure. Do you, as the elected representative of the Congregation of Unity Christ Church, accept these individuals as members with all privileges of active members as outlined by our bylaws?
With joy. Yeah.
Thank you very much. And from this day forward, let it be known that these individuals have become members of Unity Christ Church in Golden Valley, Minnesota. And so with the congregation, please rise and sing to these new members, God You Are, and the words are in your bulletin. God You Are.
We now move deeper into spirit with the reading of the daily word and the singing of the Lord's Prayer. As the usher brings down the prayer box, you are invited to mentally add your prayers to the box. Your prayers are then prayed with by our prayer ministry for 7 days, and then they are forwarded to Silent Unity, where they will be prayed with for an additional 30 days. The word for today is one mind. We affirm, I am one with divine mind. There is but one mind. It is indivisible. It is the only authentic power in the universe. Divine mind is the presence in which I live, move, and have my being. Yet I may occasionally fall prey to confusion, suffering, or falsely believing that I am operating alone and separate from God. In reality, I am never apart from God. Spirit is the very substance of my life, the intelligence infusing my every act. Through prayer and meditation, I remember I am one with God now and always. I align my mind with divine mind and bask in the realization that the seeming two are inextricably one. One love, one joy, one mind, one life. And Scripture tells us in Philippians 2:2, make my joy complete. Be of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. The word for today is one mind.
I invite you to join me in meditation. Begin by gently closing your eyes, shutting out the outside world. This is a safe place. And now relax into your chair, letting the chair support you. And now I invite you to take a deep breath. And as you exhale, know that it is truly the breath of God moving in and through you as life. Continue to relax your entire body. See any tension or stress melting away. Let go of any concerns that you have for now. Let go of the busyness of the morning and the agenda for the rest of the day, giving yourself the gift of prayer, the gift of meditation. And now I invite you to allow these words to become your words. This morning, I see every so-called ending in my life not as a completion, but as a new beginning, a commencement. I see before me a new chapter that unfolds in my life, for I am not at a standstill, and I am ready for something more. I am called. I am called with a sense of passion and purpose, and I am dedicated to engaging my whole heart to create what Spirit has called me to do. There are new doors opening. I focus on Spirit within and nourish my soul with positive thoughts and loving energy. And with proper focus and sincere commitment, I answer my unique call, and I am dedicated to fulfilling my God-given passion, my God-given potential. And with this understanding, I rest. I rest for a few moments in the silence. I see before me a new chapter unfolding in my life, and I am grateful. I see before me a new chapter unfolding in my life, and I am grateful. So I invite you to take another deep breath and let go. Begin to return to this time and this place, knowing that indeed, we have been in the kingdom of Spirit, the kingdom of God. And so it is. Amen.
Searching for the girl I was when I was sure and strong. When everything was easier and I could do no wrong. If I could only believe in myself, I know I could find a way. Don't you know that you can do anything? You can take anything and make it your own. And you don't have to do it alone. Sorry, tears in my eyes got me down in confusion. confusion and doubt.
I'm going to invite Jeanette Bonin to come forward. Jeanette, on behalf of our congregation, we want to present you with a plaque. The words are on the back of your insert in the program, and it's a minister. What does it mean to be a minister? It's written by James Dillard Freeman, and this has meant a tremendous amount to me because I can assure you that as you step into this following and this calling, that you will need to remind yourself of this often. I can assure you. So I'm going to present this to you on behalf of our congregation,
okay,
and then take it back for the next service. Okay?
So all right.
We're going to place it. We're going to present it for you for the next service. And so, Jeanette, I want to share some scripture that's been very meaningful to me. Those of you that are guests today, we are not a church of a tremendous amount of pomp and circumstances. This is about as pompous as we get sometimes. So we don't normally wear robes and stoles, but this is a very special occasion. So I want to share some scripture that's, I think, will mean a lot to you too. This is from 2 Timothy, and again, it's the words of Paul, and he's writing a letter to Timothy, his understudy. And he writes, "Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth." And then the words of our master teacher, Jesus, writes in John, or I don't think Jesus wrote it, but it's supposedly the words of Jesus. "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask of the Spirit of God within, it may give it to you." Then from Ephesians, again the words of Paul writing to the Ephesians. Paul was certainly passionate about the teachings of Jesus. Yes. Says, "I therefore, a prisoner for the Lord," he was writing from prison, "I therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness and patience," that's you, "bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace." Jeanette Bonin. Because there's only one presence and one power active in the world and in our lives, and you know that. And by the authority vested in me, by Unity Worldwide Ministries, I do indeed declare that you are an ordained Unity minister.
Thank you.
There you go.
Her first lesson as an ordained minister, and she's using an iPad. Wow, can I help myself here?
He said I was trying to make him look bad, but it's not possible. Oh, God bless you all. Thank you. The series for this month is Callings, and this week in particular is We Are Called. And today I want to talk about daily and lifelong callings that we have. In the Bible, in Joshua chapter 24, verse 15, he told the Israelites, before they went into the promised land, choose today whom you shall serve. I believe we're called every second, every minute of every day. And with that calling, God has given us another wonderful gift, and that is the gift of free will to choose to do as we would. So what are we called to do? In the grand scheme of things, we have career choices to do, to make. Day to day, though, we have many, many smaller callings. I want to share with you a story about two young people's callings. They had difficult decisions to make in their young married life. The young woman felt her heart was calling her to be a nurse. But then an even greater calling came, and that was to be a mother. Times being what they are, she felt she wanted to provide right along with her husband for their children. So she began a licensed daycare. This way she could be with her children and also provide for them along with her husband. Very logical, practical thinking. Putting the long-term nursing career goal on the back burner for a little while. And then there's her husband, a young man of 28. He had an opportunity to have a really prestigious job. Lots of perks, everything imaginable. But he also had this family he's creating with his wife. And another job offer came along, one much less prestigious, but better providing financially for his family and his wife. Difficult decisions for these two young people. But they both chose to serve the greater good. He too chose the logical, practical thing to do, to provide for his family. You know, these may be real average stories, but my friends, that's what we're faced with every single day. Every minute, every hour. Short and long-term callings. Callings that serve ourselves and others. Do we use our God-given free will to serve ourselves, or are we called to choose a more spirit-filled path, putting others first? every minute of every day, we are faced with our callings to help us choose. We have the gift of free will. We see a stranger on the street or a friend that's not looking very happy in the moment. Do we choose to smile or stop and give a word of encouragement? These too are callings, and every day we get these opportunities. But everyday callings can be just as impactful as lifelong callings. We can make a difference. And praise God, we have that still small voice in us that helps us, guide us when we are not sure what to do. All we can do is our best with this life we were blessed with. Seek first the kingdom of God and act from that consciousness. I talk of these day-to-day experiences, not very exciting, but that's what Unity teaches, practical Christianity. How do we use our faith in day-to-day existence? One day I was having a particularly difficult day at church here, you know, I just not myself, and I was in fellowship hall, and I saw my friend John Saldam, and I said to him, "John, I don't know what I am doing." And he said, "Sure you do." And I said, "Oh," I was kind of surprised because it's like, I sure didn't feel like it. But he continued on, and he said, "You're doing exactly what I'm doing. Every day, you're showing up and doing your very best. That's what we're called to do." And praise God for that. That, my friends, are perfect examples of the callings we face each day. And we know, as we give, we receive much, much more. So we get to decide every minute, every day, with our free will, how are we being called? Do we join this church? Do we help a friend in need? Do we take that less than prestigious job? Do we choose a motherhood over career? Do we smile or give a kind word to our friends? You get to decide every single day, every single minute. How are you being called? Who are you going to serve? Jesus showed us how to accept our calling and to act from that consciousness. I walked in my first Unity Church service in 2007, and I knew immediately I was going to be a minister. I was clueless how that was going to happen, but I saw it in mind, and I never stopped until I accomplished it. To accept that calling and live that calling, we need to first see it in mind, and I saw it in mind. I prayed affirmatively, and then we do as Jesus says. Seek first the kingdom of spirit. Seek first the kingdom of God within. Ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and you will find. Each one of us in this room has a calling. Find that calling. Pray about that calling and live that calling. I choose God because God has chosen me. Each of us has a divine gift. What are you going to do with it now? As Joshua was called, so are we. Who are we going to serve? Since God has chosen us, we have chosen God. We have the power of God within us, and we cannot fail. Remember, God is not this outside force. It's that indwelling, invisible presence within. For when, if we have moments where we're not sure if we can make it through the day, God will do it for us if we believe. So God has chosen us, and we have chosen God, and we must each consciously reawaken to our divine Christ potential. The question now is, are you going to do it? You get to choose every minute, every hour, every day. Create the best day ever, every day. Thank you. I love you. I bless you. I behold the Christ within you. So it is. Amen.
One with everything in life, I believe.
Jeanette, Reverend Jeanette, has certainly chosen a path. It was a four-year program, and she chose something through our Urban Ministerial School program. It's based out of Detroit. And for 3 years, she goes to classes, et cetera. And then the last year, she spent with us as our intern here. And I truly had the privilege. Thank you, Jeanette, Reverend Jeanette. God, I got to get that going there here. Reverend Jeanette, thank you for inviting me to be there and witness such love and support that you received from your classmates and your faculty. It was amazing. I wish, just like she is here, she's there. Do you know what I'm talking about? She's just nothing but love. And I am so impressed with how many wonderful people whispered in my ear. They were in that ministerial program because of you and what you had done. And so we just really appreciate you. She was officially ordained by the Reverend Dr. Ruth Mosley, who was the founder of that program, and then, of course, reaffirmed by Donna Johnson, Reverend Donna Johnson, our CEO and president of Worldwide Ministries. And so today we reaffirm that. So three times a charm, I can assure you right there, it's a charm. So we're just honored that you've completed it, and we are truly honored that you will continue on staff here with us at Unity Christ Church. At this time, we're going to receive an offering, a tithe, a gift, an offering. And so if you feel that you have been blessed in any way here at Unity Christ Church, the message, the music, in any way, by all means, we invite you to make that gift. And of course, you that are streaming with us today, we invite you also to make a gift to Unity Christ Church. So I'm going to invite our ushers to come forth. And if you have not already done so, and you're giving it with someone, hold that gift together. Truly bless it together, for blessing truly increases the good in our life. Let us affirm together our church offertory blessing found in our order of service. Together, divine love flowing through me blesses and multiplies all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. And now silently. Thank you, God. Amen. So we take a moment and we bless these tithes and these gifts and these offerings. and bless the gifts that's been received in the mail this week, those electronic gifts as well. We also give thanks for those participating in our consistent giving program, our unexpected income program. We bless all of these gifts, acknowledging the one presence and one power, God, is source. And we send them forth to fulfill our vision and mission. And that's truly to transform lives as we celebrate, honor, and affirm the divine presence in each and every person. Thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. Our newest associate minister leaned over to me and said, "Don't forget the pink sheets." Those pink sheets, that's the love notes to Jeanette, okay? So write her a note. I can assure you that she will appreciate it and she will treasure them and have a special folder and read them as necessary when needed, of course, you know. And the other thing I want to remind you of is that this afternoon at 5 o'clock, what's happening? Choir concert. Where can you get the tickets? Right here in the Garden Court. You want to say anything about the
Yes,
choir?
And you can get them at the door later, I hope. Yes. Oh, come on. The guys are going to be here, Dave and Pete. Debbie Duncan's going to be a guest. It's going to be so fabulous. We'd love to see you. 5 o'clock.
And, of course, our choir director, Judah Vinar, will be right there with us for Thank You, God. Yes, God. And then a treat for next weekend. I'm so excited about it. First time back, we have Reverend Ray Nelson and Robin Nelson will be with us now. Yes. It's Mother's Day. And so Reverend Ray will not be speaking. Robin will be giving the lesson next week. And Reverend Ray will be providing our meditation. So come and be a part of that. As you know, Robin has family here and they're coming back for Mother's Day. And so it'll just be a joy to welcome them back. You know, he's in Louisville doing a great, they're doing together. I can assure you they're doing it together. They're doing a great work there, a great work. I hear children out there and they belong to this community. Let's bring them in, okay? Let's stand up and bring them in.
Sunny Sunday, we're looking forward to summer, and we have an opportunity for all of you to come in and support our regular roster of volunteers. We give them a little more time off in the summer, giving you an opportunity to step into the classrooms and see what Youth and Family Ministry is up to. There is a sign-up sheet in the Garden Court. If you're thinking maybe Youth and Family Ministry might be a place for you to serve, this is a great time to step in and try it out for a few Sundays. If you just want to add a little laughter and fun to your Sunday summers, sign up, and we'll find the Sundays that suit you. Thanks.
And the good news is there'll be two people in the classroom at all times. You will not be by yourself. Thank you, Father, Mother, God. Okay. That's for your protection and the protection of the children as well. Okay. So you will not be by yourself. And the other thing, don't forget today, by all means, to speak to our first-time guests. What a pleasure to have them today. Also, by all means, welcome our newest kids on the block here at Unity, our new members here, and by all means, you'll want to speak to Reverend Jeanette. Reverend Jeanette, you have some special guests here.
I do. I have my beautiful granddaughter, my beautiful grandson, my beautiful great-granddaughters, Braylee Elizabeth, and this beautiful girl is Adeline. Adeline, oh, say hi, honey.
Oh, well, okay.
Okay,
don't forget that we'll see you at 5 o'clock, the light of God. Let's do it together. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. And the presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are,
God is.
and all is swell.
The rain has gone. I can't believe it. I can see all of the obstacles that are in my way.
Bright,
sunshiny day. One more.